Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in again. I'm so excited this week. I've been meeting so many amazing listeners from this podcast. I think maybe it's because of the Canton Fair. We got a lot of visitors coming from around the world. For those that don't know, the Canton Fair is one of the biggest fairs of factories of China. Happens about two times a year in the springtime, which is now, which is around three phases in April until maybe early May. And then there's again another phase in fall, which is usually in October or late September. And it's in Guangzhou. There's also the Hong Kong Fair by Global Sources. And so those that want double the action can go to fairs in Guangzhou and in Hong Kong. And it's a really intense time. It was actually these fairs that brought me to China in the fall of 2007. I've been buying from factories for a while, and I was waiting for a chance to get to China. And I think it's true, like just these other listeners I've been meeting, you know, it's a good time to get over to China. Is all these factories and business connections are coming to these fairs, and it's going to be one busy trip. I know people stay here for about a month, and they still say it's not enough time, and I totally understand. So on another note, another announcement, when I met some people like Victor and others, they didn't know that I had a blog. I've had a blog since before I've been to China in early 2007. I started it. And, you know, a lot of people do kind of enjoy reading a little bit of a mix of my business experiences as well as my personal life. I actually just got a new domain name, so it's even easier to remember. It's mikesblog.com, mikesblog.com. So if you're interested in kind of a little bit of my chaotic personal and business life, you can check that out. Okay, and now for this week's episode, we have Marie Bosch, who I'm actually advising and consulting for her online business, New York Bar Store. I've been involved with that for many years, and I'm really, really happy she's kind of taking charge and running this project. And I'm really going to work alongside with her to get this going and going strong. So, you know, as she got this set up, she has a Hong Kong company and she chose WorldPay as her payment processor. And I know some listeners have emailed me in episode 6 with Marshall. We did mention he was using WorldPay, but we didn't go into the details of it. So today is all about WorldPay, talking about Marie getting set up on it, the application process and her experiences. So because, you know, I know a lot of people have been asking me more and more about merchant accounts. We talk about trying to get Stripe over to Hong Kong. And, you know, we talked Asia Pay and we mentioned a little bit World Pay. So hopefully I can get them on the show too. But I think maybe people will like this with Marie's perspective and experiences as a consumer or customer of them. So, and also, you know, we talk a lot about numbers and all these different things. So people, please remember, we have a lot of notes on the website at globalfromasia.com/episode31. All right, so let's just get started. Okay, thanks everybody for tuning in to another episode of Global from Asia. We are here in Shenzhen and my good friend Marie with us today. Thank you for being here, Marie.
Hi, thank you for inviting me, Mike. It's a pleasure for me to share what I have experienced with dealing with business here in Asia.
Great. I know we've known each other many, many years, and now, you know, I'm helping advise you with New York Bar Store, and I'm really excited to help get this going from as a Hong Kong business too, and make it a big success. So do you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Sure. Hi, I'm Marie Bosch. I'm a startup entrepreneur. I'm currently like opening a website, which is an e-commerce online, which sells bar products and kitchen supplies, anything that goes under nightclubs and restaurants. So I just got my business registered in Hong Kong. And currently I'm setting up my shopping cart via Shopify.com. And the next step I have now is basically installing the WorldPay system to my shopping cart. So
great. Yeah, I know this one is a hot topic. So I'm really glad you could share with us on the show today of merchant accounts from a Hong Kong business you're using Shopify, but I don't think it matters really for the listeners of which shopping cart people are using. People are more interested in a merchant account and WorldPay specifically. So maybe first, why did you choose WorldPay?
First of all, when I tried to search a lot of payment merchant services, like that matches my shopping cart. And when they gave me those suggestions, I opened all of those services and tried to shoot an email asking help, because I'm not a technical person. So I needed somebody who is a really very good customer service. So from those five companies so far that I have searched, WorldPay was the fastest customer service feedback. I received immediately an email same day giving me all of those quotations and everything, that what kind of services and the fees that they charge us. And the others also gave me some fees, but it was like around 4 to 5 days. So I needed somebody who's giving me a really good customer service reply. So that's why I chose WorldPay.
Great. So I know a lot of listeners have been reaching out. We've mentioned WorldPay on our other episodes as kind of like a soft topic, but today's focused on it. So people always ask about the application process and the cost. So we'll go through all the different fees, but maybe first just talk about your how you started the application process.
Yeah, I sent them an email of like, how do I apply for their service and how much is it for getting the service from them. So they give me a quotation out from the email they sent to me. So it's like around the setup fees, around like they give me a very good price. Like they have some kind of a promotion at that time. So like the setup fee was around like $285 supposed to be. And then they gave me like around $169 or $170. And then the yearly fee, it's around $490, but then they cut it off into half. So it's like around 290 something. And then they have other services. So I also purchased the telephone and mail order payment setup fee. Okay. So I could get some orders from phones and emails, and then I could just use their service to get those payments from my customers. So it's just only one-time fee. It's around $44.63. So it's like everything was like half price they gave to me. And instead of paying like $850 for everything, so they just charged me for $505 for everything. Okay. And then they gave me a login for, after I paid the fees, they gave me a login for their system. And from that login system, you could see how the directions of how you're going to install it in your shopping cart.
Sure. So we're not going to get too technical on the show. I think we're more sticking on the application process. But so I guess inside the integration section of their control panel, you can find out how to connect to different shopping carts. So then for those listeners, just to recap, I think normally it'd be $850.
Yes.
We're actually both here looking at her emails. So it's HK$3,800 and annual fee. The setup fee is HK$2,200 to get it set up. So I think that's kind of like setup and yearly fee. I know merchant accounts in anywhere are complex, and you know, WorldPay has also all these different charges, but let's just try to break these down and not bore everybody to death. So we're looking at, on the variable costs, the transaction service for Visa and MasterCard is 3.95% per transaction. So almost 4%. I think maybe they can go lower. Maybe you can bargain with them. They also accept American Express. And on request, it's 3.99% per transaction. So for those not, I think most listeners are familiar with per transaction, but that basically means when you take $100 from a customer paying on your website, WorldPay will take $3.99 or almost 4% of that. And then there's the mail and telephone order. To accept phone orders or fax or mail orders is HK$568 for a setup fee one time. And so for those not sure what that means, that means instead of going through a website or a swipe terminal, people can call in on the phone, or they can email you a fax, and then you could transact that through maybe your WorldPay login and accept the money. So depending on your business, that's maybe more for a B2B or one with phone service. And then another item here is fraud screening, which is a per transaction of HK$0.69 per transaction. So what that means is, obviously the biggest worry with any online money bank is fraud. So these guys will kind of try to verify the credit card matches the address, it matches, you know, that this person isn't stealing somebody else's credit card and buying all kinds of crazy stuff. Maybe they want some bar products, from Marie's store and they're trying to send it to a different address. I think usually the shipping address doesn't match the billing address. It's one of the higher risks. So is about right, Marie?
Yes.
Then we're basically just looking at this, and we'll put this on a show notes on globalfromasia.com/episode31. So if you can, you know, it's a lot of numbers here, and basically we're reading here, your 12 months anticipated monthly turnover in, you know, this is stuff they're going to need. So maybe you can also start talking about what information you had to provide them.
After you pay for the fees and everything, they give you a login for the installation and for the technical side. And then aside from that, they're going to ask you to give them a copy of a certificate of your company registration. That's the thing from Hong Kong. And then they also would like to ask you from the 3 months bank statement, the history for 3 months. And then they were going to have a follow-up application questions, like how many turnovers you have, the estimated thing in a month or in a year. And yeah, I think like maybe around 8 to 10 questions. And then there's going to be another follow-up again for those questions. So they just want to know how the business model, basically. So, but Worldpay is very, very flexible and they're not so very strict with the application. 95% as what they said usually pass with their application. So it's not so very difficult to apply for them.
This is a good question for you, Maria. I know you're just starting this process, which is also kind of cool for the listeners because, you know, I think they like to listen from real people. But do you know if they give you the money? How soon do you get the money from the customer once they buy online? Sometimes they hold it longer. Do you know what I mean? Like, do they hold the money in the Worldpay before they put it to your bank account? Did they talk about that? Or?
No. They already mentioned to me like how many times should that my transaction from like getting the money from them to the bank, like how many times in a year they asked that one. And they give me an option like if I want to have like 75% to be in a 75% will be just will be sent to my transfer to my account and 25% will be left to their account. So that's the choice I made. But in the questions during the application, they also ask those questions like what options would you like to have for this kind of transferring money from them to. So for me, it's a good thing that they ask that instead of like setting their own rules. And you know,
it's good they asked you. I'm surprised you can. Some people might want 100% of their money out, but you're willing to. Maybe that also helps you get approved because they have that 25% held. Do they say how long they hold that for?
I think 1 month. Okay. 1 month. Okay. That's what I
think that's about right. And I think because people are, you know, they're really fearful of fraud, not just from the customer, but the business. Mm. So they're afraid that people are going to even steal credit cards or not ship the goods and then take their money and then disappear. And then Worldpay or any merchant bank is in trouble if that happens. So I think maybe they hold the 25%. And if you're willing to do that, I think it's probably higher likelihood that you'll get approved. So that's pretty cool. And what kind of backup? So you had different rounds of questions and then how did that work? Yeah.
And mostly it's just about like how much sales you make, where is your supplier and do you produce your own product or is there any third party from that? And then how's the refund? Everything is about like how the business is going. They just ask about the background of your business and basically it's just like that. And how much is the estimated sales you're targeting for the whole month and the whole year or something like that. So,
and how long has it taken so far since you started till now? And then when do you think you'll be opened? Or
this week, I'm going to start installing the Worldpay because after it really took like already 1 week after I paid from them. So, I mean, I'm the one who's a little bit slow. So for sure, okay. They're just actually waiting for me. They're very fast. You know, whenever I answer back to them, they immediately give you a reply back. And of course, I have to do some other stuff. So I'm kind of like slow.
So it's like, so then about a week from when you, 1 week.
After you pay,
and you paid by credit card or bank?
Yes.
Oh, they accept credit card.
Accept credit card, yes.
Okay, cool. And so then now, can you accept? Does it work now, or you have to still? Oh, you got to answer the next set.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still answering the next set of application questions. So after that, then I hope it's through.
Okay, cool. Maybe tell them you help promote them on this radio show and they'll give
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I will. Maybe I'll ask Carol Chang. her.
Yeah, tell Carol.
She's a sales agent who's taking care of me.
Yeah, maybe we'll get her on the show too. Let's just get different perspectives. And so I think, you know, I wonder, so you're shipping mostly from the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all in the U.S.
So it's from U.S. mostly to the U.S.
customer. Yeah, and then the next step I will have is I have another store here in Asia. So probably I will ask again WorldPay to help me with the merchant's account.
So you can use the same
merchant
account.
Yeah,
you don't want to pay the...
True. Another set up, so I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I think also it'll work as long as you don't mind the credit card statement showing the same, which kind of works because if the brand is similar, as long as the customer doesn't dispute the order, if they accept it, then I think it works.
Yeah.
So hopefully you don't have to open up more accounts. But do you have any other things you want to share with listeners? I think because a lot of people are afraid, how does this work? How much does it cost? You know, it sounds to me like, you know, they were pretty quick to reply to you and answer your questions. So maybe anything you wanted?
Like, as for me, I'm a person who's not a very technical person. And what I really anticipate with considering and choosing some service is basically like the one who answers me back all of my questions and inquiries. Because if I would have problems in the future one day, it would reflect them in the very first thing how they reply back to you. So I don't really care so much how much do I pay as long as I get a very good service. This is what matters most. So this is how I consider why I chose WorldPay.
And so for listeners, if they want to maybe reach out to you, we always, in every episode, we have our people we interview leave their Twitter, email, websites. This is your time now to a little bit of promotion.
Well, actually, I have a blog, but I'm not updating it all the time. You can reach me in info at newyorkbarstore.com. And you can also visit my shop, newyorkbarstore.com in US and asia.newyorkbarstore.com in Asia.
Cool. And we'll link that on the show notes with also all these, as much as Marie wants to disclose, you know, it's her application, but we'll try to put some of that information on the show. So globalfromasia.com/episode31. And thanks again, Marie, for being here and sharing. And that's a wrap.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for that, Marie. I'm really happy you were able to share so openly. And, you know, it's been great knowing you over the past few years and working together. So I'm sure you're going to do great with this WorldPay account and the e-commerce business. Hopefully we'll have you check in again in the next few months or on your progress. And also, everyone, please remember we have show notes on the website, globalfromasia.com/episode31 with, you know, contact information and numbers and all that kind of scary stuff you might just heard if you couldn't remember or couldn't write it down. It's just so exciting for me again. Still really excited about connecting with all these entrepreneurs from around the world and putting our minds together. And hopefully we can crack this puzzle of dealing business with offshore accounts in Hong Kong and Asia. Another thing I'm looking into is Chargeify. This is another solution I was getting some people talking about in the Startups HK group. And I'll dig into that. Maybe we'll get them on a show or get some people experiences there. And thanks, everybody, for your emails and meetings. It's truly inspired me. I don't think we have many reviews on iTunes. I don't know. I haven't much experience with podcasts, but I think people said it helps. So if you don't mind, maybe figuring out how to put an iTunes review, I'd appreciate that. Thanks, Brent from Shenzhen Party. I got your email over the weekend, too, and I'm really flattered that you're enjoying these shows. So maybe one day we can get you on the show. And Victor, I've been going through that chili baijiu you gave me for a gift. It's really awesome. My Chinese father-in-law, he likes it a lot, and we have it for dinner with our dumplings at my house. So thanks so much for that. And I know everybody's asking me for logistics and fulfillment warehousing episode. It's a bit overwhelming, and I'm definitely going to get to that. Don't think I forgot. So all right, guys, until next week, that's a wrap.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.